talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Forest City Girls Basketball Coach Matt Erpelding, and three games to talk about this week. We're going to go back to Tuesday night to travel down to Waverly Shell Rock, a ranked team in Class 4A. And this was a tight ball game all the way through, and they got you at the end 55-51.
Right, you know, in a game that we've been kind of talking about for a long time, kind of like the Clear Lake game, where there are games that are against really good competition and really important for tournament seeding, you know, moving ahead in the season. So, game we certainly wanted to play well on the road in to make ourselves look respectable, and I thought we did a really good job of that. Like you said, it was a close ball game throughout. I know we took the lead, I believe it was 20-16 there in the second quarter. And then we went at least 6 minutes without scoring the rest of that second quarter and into the third quarter. And that was really the difference because, you know, we fell down. I think we were down 51-39 with, like, 2 minutes and 50 seconds left and cut it to four, but just simply ran out of time. So just a little disappointed in the fact that we went stagnant so long there on the offensive end, and that ended up being the difference in the game. But really competed. Other than that, you know, we obviously always play hard. The rest of the game, we actually, I felt like, executed on both ends really well, but that one stretch just against a quality team like that on the road, just too much to overcome, but we gave it our best shot.
And the long road trip, that one's a little goofy because it's just you guys playing and then the boys are playing at home, and that's not something that normally happens. Do you feel like the kind of just the difference in that particular thing night, does that affect anything at all?
I don't really think so. I mean, obviously it's different, you know, but my girls do a pretty good job of being ready to go most nights, regardless of situation. But yeah, the long road trip certainly doesn't help matters at all. But you know, I think normally if you're going to see those types of effects, I think it's like early in the ball game where you might fall down, you know, right out of the gate a lot or something, and that really didn't happen. You know, we were pretty much in it from the get-go, so don't think that had a lot to do with it. I think we just, you know, sometimes it's kind of been a little bit of a trend for us where we always have segments in a ball game where we really just kind of fall flat on offense and really, you know, stop our execution type of stuff, as, you know, and not as good a ball movement, body movement type thing. And once we eliminate those types of things, you know, I think we'll be fine when we play 32 minutes of good ball on both ends. You know, you've seen, and, you know, we'll talk a little bit here in a little bit about last night, same thing. We kind of just had a stretch offensively where we kind of struggled a little bit and let the other team back in it. And we always play well in the fourth quarter, or seem to make, you know, make some big runs, 14-0, 15-0, 10-0 type runs at some point throughout a ball game. So if we can just get the offensive end to be really efficient for four quarters, I think we're going to be a tough out.
And you talked about later in the week on Thursday, makeup game with Eagle Grove was supposed to have been played right after Thanksgiving, and now here we are at the end of January playing that. You got the win, 60-35, I believe.
Yes, and a game where we were able to kind of try some work on some different stuff we've been doing on the defensive end and try to sharpen that up a little bit moving forward here. And didn't necessarily play all that well on the offensive end that night either, but sometimes I think, you know, we struggle getting up for that game as well as, you know, being a long trip down there as well. And, it, you know, having our two longest trips, bus rides of the year, kind of back-to-back there in 3 days, maybe showed itself a little bit there in an Eagle Grove game, but a game where we were able to get a lot of kids some minutes, and probably the most important thing is kind of keep the starters or, the you know, the girls in the top end of the rotation there fresh for the big game on Friday night.
And you alluded to that, always a big battle between you and Coach Sonius down there at West Hancock, and a game of runs, and you guys came out on top in the end.
Yes, and, you know, our focus going into that game was to basically get off to a good start, kind of like we did over at Garner when we went to Garner, you know, those rivalry games. If you can go on the road and really kind of put your stamp on the game early and hopefully kind of take control and kind of take the air out of the balloon a little bit for the other team. And I think we did a pretty good job of that early, you know, stretched it. I think we were up 20, maybe 25-11, something like that. But then one of those stretches where we don't play real well offensively kicked in, and they ended up cutting it down to 4 points at halftime. And, you know, I told the kids in the locker room after the game, you know, I think we had more turnovers than we did good looks at the basket there late in the second quarter. And, you know, you don't want to let teams back in it when you got them down like that. But we did. The key is we came out of the locker room, I believe went on a 14-0 run there in the third quarter, stretched it out, and then really were never really challenged after that. So really good to respond the way we did out of the locker room on the road, because, you know, Britt's a, you know, the environment there, and it's kind of a tough gym to play in at times. But we just never let them make a real big run there in the second half, and we're able to just continue to keep the pressure on them, and really played well in the second half, and resulted in a pretty lopsided win for us.
And now we're getting down to the end of the regular season, finally. But next week, and the week after, a big stretch. You've got 5 games in basically 9 days as we're trying to get all these makeups done. What do you do to keep the girls fresh going into this big stretch of games?
Well, yeah, I mean, like you alluded to, we got a lot of games ahead, and we're in a stretch right now of 4 games in 6 days type of thing. So it's just kind of, you know, you try to shorten practice up or lighten up what you're doing in practice a little bit to keep them fresher in that aspect. And then, you know, the game where you get an opportunity to use the bench a little bit more, we need to do that moving forward. You know, so obviously, you know, we don't do anything over the weekend, so they got the weekend off here to hopefully get off their feet a little bit and get their body in good shape. And we right back on the court on Monday against North Iowa, you know, hopefully a situation where we can, you know, kind of rest the starters a little bit at some point. I mean, you can't, you know, Rick's doing a really good job up there with that team, but, you know, the first time up there, what we did defensively was pretty effective. So we got to hope that same result comes on Monday and we're able to get a little bit deeper, you know, into the 10, 11, 12 girls on the bench in that North Iowa game, because we got Bishop Garrigan on Tuesday. And, you know, that's obviously a challenge because there's no stopping Audie. It's just a matter of slowing her down a little bit, and then you got to take away everybody else. And, you know, that starts with the Joyce girl. So it's, you know, basically give Audie her stuff and try to outscore the rest of them. So, and obviously we didn't like the way, you know, that game went over at their place, you know, kind of with the large loss. But the thing we take away from that is we scored as many points as anybody else. I see North Union put 49 on the board last night against them. So that's, you know, I think that's the most points other than those games up in Minnesota that anybody scored on Bishop this year. So we found ways to score against them. We just got to find ways to slow Audie down and to, you know, keep Molly under control a little bit and make their role players beat us. And I think if we can do that, kind of put the pressure on our role players on the road, you know, hopefully we can make it a little bit better ball game than it was down there. And then Lake Mills, you know, another rivalry game on Friday. So yeah, not many practices, which is maybe a good thing, you know, stay off our feet. And right now, you know, pretty much everything's put in that we're going to put in. It's just getting better. And sometimes doing that on game nights is just as effective as practices.
Well, Matt, we appreciate the time as always, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, Carl.
Forest City girls basketball coach Matt Erpelding.